Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks. Welcome to Radio for Your Mind. And I tell you, not only am I excited about this show, but I know a lot of times during the show people have to leave and go to work and stuff like that. And I want to remind everybody, tonight on Aces Radio Live, we're going to have not just a controversial leader in network marketing, we're going to have one of the most successful leaders in network marketing in the last decade. His name is Orrin Woodward. He's built a multi-million dollar empire in the network marketing field, but he also just lost a multi-million dollar lawsuit with Amway. So it's going to be an exciting show tonight, Aces Radio Live, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. Jimmy, glad to be on here this morning. I'm excited about this chapter of the book, so take her away.
Dude, I have gotten hate mail. I am not kidding you. I'm experiencing what it's like to be Troy Dooley. I'm getting hate mail from people because we're having Orrin Woodward on our show this evening.
Oh, that's terrible, buddy. But hey, I'm glad I'm not by myself anymore.
You know, it was so funny. I get a couple of messages. I was up quite late last night getting some stuff done, taking care of some stuff because Annette's out on the road, and you know she's up visiting with one of our grandbabies up in Tennessee. And you know, I get up this morning and I go and I turn the computer on and I'm looking and it's like bam, bam, bam. Here's these messages from people that are absolutely livid. How dare we, on our show, invite a guest to come on that they didn't like?
Good Lord. You know, it's amazing the people with narcissistic attitudes, and they don't even realize it.
You know, it cracked me up. And then on one of them's instance, I go and I look at that person's Facebook page, and I see that they're promoting some 2x2 forced matrix thing that, to me, just, you know, anytime you hear the word forced matrix, that just reeks of just... Yeah, I'll just leave it.
Yeah, there you go. You got that one right.
You know, and this person is criticizing Orrin. And, you know, we both know that Orrin has his people that love him and people that hate him.
Sure.
And I don't want to, you know, spend a whole lot of time on this rabbit hole. But, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if at some point in the near future we don't wind up getting hacked by somebody that just does not like somebody. I mean, we got the same kind of feedback on Lynn Clements a while back. You know, some people were just up in arms. Okay, my producer's raising hell with me here.
I see that. That's great.
Oh, boy.
He's telling you, get on with the show. Get on with the show.
Yeah, exactly. He was not happy that I was going down a rabbit hole that I didn't need to be going down. So he's letting me know that it's time to get back to business. All right.
Love it. I love it.
We are talking about the book Twitter Power by Mr. Joel Comm, and I've been over at Joel's website and looking around at some of the things that he's doing here lately, and it's no wonder to me why this guy has the reputation that he does throughout the industry of being an internet marketing and social media superstar, because he is really put together a number of sites, not just his primary site at his blog, but he's got a multitude of different sites that are designed to help people. He's telling me to get on with the topic of the day, I think is what he's telling me here right now. You know, I hate having somebody just riding shotgun on me and, you know, whipping me when I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But anyway, yeah, I think it's important that we pay a little, you know, little courtesy to the author of this book, Mr. Joel Comm, because there's a lot of great information that's gone in here, and as you'll see today when I start talking about the power of crafting a tweet and everything, and where he was in terms of Twitter followers and everything when he wrote this book, and some of the changes that have taken place when you look at his stats today, it's going to make for some interesting comparison. So, with that being said, let's get started. Let's dive right into this, and let's talk about crafting the tweet, the art of the tweet, if you will. And you know, to do that, the first thing we got to do is we got to talk about a little bit about etiquette. And yeah, this is kind of funny because we've our friend Todd Falcone does a great job. He's got a buddy of his, I forget what his name is, over on Facebook that comes on and just raises Cane about etiquette over on Facebook. He goes in and he steals Todd's office and creates these videos and puts them up and everything. I mean, he hacks into Todd's page. it's funny, but yeah, you know, the thing about etiquette is a function of your upbringing. Some folks have got it, and some folks ain't. It don't get no simpler than that. But what it really comes down to is just a matter of common courtesy. You want to treat others just based on the golden rule. You want to treat people the way that you want to be treated yourself. And it brings me back to a couple of the messages that I'd received in reference to our guest this afternoon, Troy. In the case of one of these individuals, the only messages that I have ever received from this person have been messages defaming someone that we've invited to come on the show. They've never said anything good about the people that we've had on the show, or, hey, it was great to hear, you know, that show or that conversation. They've always been preoccupied with pointing the finger. That's bad form. Plain and simple. When it comes to the rules of etiquette, you know, it's karmic, man. What goes around comes around. So the simplest thing that I'm going to say about crafting the art of the tweet, play nice. Now, if you don't have my mom, who listens to this show on a regular basis, taught me at a very young age that if I don't have something nice to say about somebody, then to keep my mouth shut and don't say anything at all. And she was really blunt about that, and you know, it's a lesson that I've tried very hard over the years to abide by. Because if I'm talking bad about somebody else, then invariably that's an invitation for somebody to be talking bad about me.
That is.
And if I'm not talking trash about somebody else, well, then there's no standing invitation for somebody to be defaming me or vilifying me, if you will.
Right.
So that's the whole point. And unlike my esteemed colleague, Mr. Troy Dooley, who, you know, vilifies companies on a regular basis, you know, he doesn't vilify people very often, though.
No,
I have not heard you actually defame or vilify a person in any of the exposés or anything that you've done, even when you've been blatantly attacked. So, dude, my hat's off to you on that one. It falls under the heading of etiquette. And for an ex-jarhead, you know, I don't know where you discovered the rules of etiquette. It must have been your mama, like mine, who did a good job of raising you and taught you that, you know, the good Lord don't want you acting that way, plain and simple, because I know you didn't learn it in the Marine Corps.
That's it. But we always said thank you after we shot him. So I mean, hey, you know.
It reminds me of the interview with the liberal reporter when asking the Marine Corps sniper, you know, what do you feel when you shoot a terrorist? And he says, slight recoil. Yeah.
Oh, here we go down another rabbit hole.
Oh yeah, I better just leave that one alone. All right. First and foremost, rule of etiquette is don't spam. Now, Twitter, in my opinion, it's hard to spam people on Twitter because people voluntarily choose to follow you, and whatever you put out, you know, is something that you're putting out because you're interested in it. Because the underlying message of Twitter says, and I'll quote. I'm reading it right now. There's 140 characters for me to answer the question, what's happening? So if I'm looking at this website that I find particularly interesting. Some people would consider that spam. I'd find it. What's happening now? Now, where they're getting into don't spam, what I believe they're really talking about here is, bye, baby. Have a good day. He's on his way to school. We all got to go to school. We all got to learn something. You know, he's on his way to school today. So, oh boy, I tell you what. What I really think that what he's talking about, as in reading this, is as it relates to direct messaging people, not through the tweets themselves, but when you send direct messages to people that are behind the lines.
Sure.
Don't be spamming people. Don't be, you know, sending them unsolicited information in those messages. Okay? That's important, because if you get a reputation of being a spammer, man, it's over. People will unfollow you. People will bury you. You'll have to come up and completely recreate a new identity. And then if you got Troy Dooley chasing you around, he's going to find out who you are and, you know, what you were in a previous life, and he's going to expose you for who you are, and you'll never have anybody following you.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man. So the next thing we've got here is following style rules. You know, this section here is, I found it kind of interesting from the standpoint that everybody has their own style. And there's a lot of people, because of the limited number of characters and everything, they're creating very interesting. I'll use the word interesting. They're creating interesting ways of shortening words and finding ways to make new words, and it all comes down from the concept of text messaging. And while we're on that subject, I'm gonna break something down. The reason Twitter uses a 140 character platform is very simple, folks. It's because it was a system that was designed to work with cell phones. And the vast majority of the text messaging platforms within the cell phone community, the SMS text services, have a 140 character limit. Now, if you're on an iPhone or a BlackBerry or something like that, they don't have that, but they don't use the same SMS function. It's an internet-based function that they communicate with, and that's why there's no restrictions on those. My wife sends me books by way of our iPhones on a regular basis. I don't know what we ever did before the invent of the iPhone.
That's fun.
Next one, give credit for retweets. And we talked a little bit about this yesterday. We talked about how paying homage, if you will, and paying it forward by at mentions and retweets can get you a lot of kudos. It can get you a lot of recognition and credibility and help to develop your followers. And this is something that is obviously important, because Joel keeps going over this point at numerous places throughout the books. I mean, how many times in what you've read so far, Troy, how many times have you found him redundantly talk about the importance of at mentions and retweets throughout the book, Twitter
Power? That's throughout the book, and I think it's good for people to understand, when you're reading any book, Joel's or otherwise, when they keep repeating something over and over, that's important, and you better take that to heart. If you don't pull anything else out of the book, at least pull that out, that, hey, this is something I must do. And Jimmy, and I don't know if all these people have read it or not, I doubt that they have, this is one of the most easy reads to follow. I mean, this really could be he could have called this Twitter Power for Dummies, and they'd be able to get it.
You know, I stumbled across a website yesterday. Again, I got this when I first got the book. I went and I looked at it. But if you go to twitterpower.com,
yep,
you can actually enter your order number, your receipt number, and get a free teleseminar that's valued at like $279, $297, something like that, that Joel has made access to for people to understand. It's a web-based presentation talking about how to use Twitter. Cool little website. It goes back to what I was saying early on about, you know, everything from his base website at joelcom.com to the TwitPower URL shortening website to TwitterPower. The man is putting together a huge amount of, in my mind, invaluable information.
Yep.
So that has been a really, really big factor. Okay, next we've got following people who follow you and the etiquette around that topic. And I find this interesting because when he wrote this book, he says that's, you know, in practice it doesn't always work this way. I follow more than 1,700 people. That's a lot less than the 4,500 or so who follow me. Now, what he talks about here is the more people that you follow, the opportunity to miss tweets along the way that you would want to respond to is increased dramatically. Well, here's what I find interesting about Joel's statistics today. Joel is currently following 471 people, down from roughly 1,700, and today he's got 65,411 people following him.
Wow.
This book was written, what's the date on this thing? I want to say 2 years ago?
Was it that long ago?
I'm looking in the front right now to see 2009. No, copyright 2009. This book was just written last year. And from the time that he wrote the book, his followers have gone from somewhere around 4,500 to over 65,000. That's a jump in roughly 12, 13%. No, more than that. Closer to 14%. No, what am I saying? 150%. Wait a minute.
Stop that.
Forgive me. Forgive me. The six hardest years of my life were the third grade. That's like 1,500%.
That's huge.
The real power users that are out there, the vast majority of them cannot follow everyone who follows them, because if they did, they would never see the light of day for the number of tweets that would be coming across their console. It would be a never-ending stream. And folks, this is another reason why you need to look at buytweetadder.com, because this tool will allow you to put people on a safe list. It'll allow you to follow and unfollow and see who's following you and who you're following, and if in fact they're not following you back, because it gives you the ability to automatically delete someone who unfollows you. And if you have a safe list, then you can safe list people, and that won't matter. You're never going to lose touch with those people. Powerful tool. Okay, moving right along. We've got, let me get back in here. Oh, man. So, Troy, are you excited about this afternoon? I think we're going to have a good day today.
Let me tell you, this was Friday, but I'm looking. We start the show off. I love the show. I love what we're training on. It's already helped me this week. I'm looking forward to tonight, because I think Oren's going to be able to share some powerful information for people, Jimmy, actually. Two things are going to be happening, so people know this. Number one, he's going to share some information about your downline. And you're going to learn exactly what you can do to help protect your organization from losing it to companies. And that's kind of what happened to Orrin. He got nailed on this in an arbitration case. And he's also going to share some very powerful insights about leadership. And I'm excited about where this show is headed. It's going to be good, buddy.
I think we're going to have another one of those calls where the phone lines are packed.
Oh,
and
yeah.
we're going to have people that are going to have to overflow to the online streaming because they're just not going to be able to get in on the lines themselves. All right. Some of the things, and I'm not going to give you all of the thunder out of the book because I think it's important, folks, that you go get a copy of this book because that way you're not getting 100% of Jim's spin on the book. You know, there's a lot of great information. You know, some of the things that Joel talks about in this chapter are how to join in a conversation. He talks about how to be interesting on Twitter. That's really important. I mean, it's hard to for a lot of people to grasp. How can I be interesting with only 140 characters? He talks it in detail about how to do that. Link tweets. This is what I'm working on now. That's pretty interesting. I mean, an example of that would be, you know, if we were to send one out right now saying, hey, we're on the show talking about Twitter power. There's an interesting concept. I'll bet Troy already did that, as I know Troy. He probably did it on both Facebook and over at Twitter, as I know Troy, and he did it via ping.fm.
That
am
is
I right?
Correct. We are jamming this puppy out. I'm getting the word out using this new technology, and I'm loving it.
Oh, man. I tell you what. This is going to be fun. All right. The classic tweet. This is what I'm doing now. When Twitter first started, the tagline, the question, if you will, was, what are you doing now? That's evolved to what's happening. And I guarantee you, as time goes by, that's going to be an ongoing and ever-changing process because, you know, there's some things that question could change to. It could change to, you know, what are you thinking of now? You know, where are you now? A lot of different variations. And you can do things around that just spark interest. You know, you what do you think about the medal count at the Olympics? How about that gold medal winning performance last night by the young Korean gal Miss Kim, and setting a Olympic record for the number of triple axels and everything done by a female artist in that sport. It was an absolutely awesome presentation.
Hey,
opinion tweet.
Now wait. Now this you're hitting on something right there. Let's just use that one little girl for a second. She did that 2 days after she lost her mom.
No. Two different people.
Two different people.
You're thinking of the little gal from Canada.
Okay, yeah. Because I got a lot of tweets last night, dude, and I'm seeing that. So okay, you're correct.
You know, one of the things that has really gotten me interested is I look at the boards. Apollo Ohno is probably one of the most active users on the Olympic team of Twitter, and this guy has been putting out message after message about what's going on and everything, and people have started following him. I think at the beginning of the Olympics, I got to go check now. Now I'm curious, okay? Because the other day, I saw that he was on, and yeah, it was one of those things where he had a whole bunch of followers. I think it was over 5,000 at the time, but I saw something on my iPhone yesterday that he had gone over, I want to say 50,000. Give me a second, and I'll tell you. Pick up the slack here for me for a second, Troy.
Well, you know, But
I'm in the middle of the chapter here, page 111, and we're talking about opinion tweets.
Well, and you know, here's the kicker, folks, on what Jimmy's talking about here, is the fact that whether it's an opinion tweet, whether it's a famous person, when you're tweeting, whatever we call these things, you know, hey, I'm still working on this stuff. If you take those 140 characters and you make it a compelling little message, people are going to open it up. The other thing that you can do is write that little message with a powerful, hey, did you hear about last night's Olympic event? And then maybe put a little asterisk. You know, a little, not asterisk, but a little ellipsis, a little dot, 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 just to let them wonder, well, what was it? Why didn't he finish? Why didn't she state it? You know, your concept here is similar to what we used to do in email marketing back when it first started, and that is to make a post such a powerful subject line that people want to open it up to hear more. And it's not easy. It's something that if you're going to use this in marketing, you want to think about it. You want to look at what you're going to be telling them. You want to look at where you're going to be sending them. And you want to make it as compelling as and get the curiosity. Remember, one of the human traits we all share is curiosity. We want to know more. And I'll go down a rabbit trail because Jim does all the time. If you will notice in magazines, whether it's a female magazine, a men's magazine, whether it's an adult magazine, I don't care what it is, the front cover has these little bitty things to catch your eye. Matter of fact, I was at the store earlier today grabbing some stuff and grabbing some cup of coffee at Home Depot, and one of the magazines, when I went into Walmart, was a Cosmopolitan sitting right there at the checkout line, and the big bold heading on it said, now think about this for a second if you were doing a tweet, but here's what the heading said, how to touch your man when he's naked. Now, you know, I'm sitting there, and I almost was tempted, Jimmy, to pick the daggum magazine up just to see what it said. But it's those little bitty headlines that will grab you. That's what you want to do in Twitter. You want to make it so compelling that people say, man, I got to see what this is about. Once that's done, guys, they'll follow you like crazy. It's amazing to me how many followers I have, and it's because of what we do with Twitter. That's the key. And on our Blog Talk Radio, we do the same thing. We look at what we can do. How can we put it? What can we do? And when I do these tweets on the radio show that we're doing, like we did Eric last week, and we're doing Joel this week, I make sure I use their names, because anybody that's following those guys that see their names in that little 140 characters, I guarantee they're going to click on it to see what's going on. I'll do that tonight when we do Orin. I will make sure that everybody, because I have a lot of followers on Twitter that have been in Orin's downline, and we will use that. So, that help you out, buddy?
Yeah, but it didn't give me what I was hoping for. Let me try one more time.
We'll keep looking. That's cool. But folks, truly, while Jimmy's finding that, you got to be on tonight's show. Aces Radio Live.
Here he is.
Go, buddy.
He's now at 129,752 followers. And his most recent tweet, approximately 12 hours ago, says, "Tomorrow I will stand tall with no fear or regrets. My third Olympic Games, this is by far my best yet, and I still have the heart to give my all."
I love that.
That gives me chills just reading it, man.
I love that.
This kid has been just such an amazing inspiration. I mean, when you look at what he's done in the sport, what he's done on Dancing with the Stars, when he went on Dancing with the Stars and everything. He is such a courteous ambassador of goodwill that it's not even funny. And that tweet that he sent right there is a classic example of what Joel's talking about in the book here, in crafting a tweet and being interesting. He's making a short statement that gave me goosebumps. That's interesting. That's something that would make me want to follow this young man and see what's on his mind as he moves forward with the competition.
Well, that's,
and if you're interested in following him, you can do so at Apollo Ohno, last name spelled O-H-N-O, twitter.com/Apollo Ohno. Take us away, buddy.
Well, let me tell you, he is a rocker, but this has been a rocking week, guys. We have loved doing this. Tonight, Aces Radio Live, the infamous, the famous, the true revolutionary leader, Orrin Woodward, will be
controversial.
On our show. Controversial is he definitely is controversial, folks. You'll want to listen to the show. Hit acesradiolive.com. Get the info. Be on early because it will be a packed house. Outside of that,
and go get a copy of Joel Comm's book, Twitter Power, this weekend so you can stay with us and you know what's going on as we move forward next week, because next week we're going to be talking about the remainder of this awesome little book, starting with The Magic of Connecting with Customers on Twitter.
Oh, that ought to be good.
There's one chapter in here that for people in the network marketing industry specifically that I thought was a really awesome chapter, and then we're going to say goodbye and tell everybody have an awesome weekend. But it's creating virtual teams within Twitter and using Twitter as a platform to communicate with your team, where everybody is plugged in to that team and how to use that. We'll be talking about that next week, folks.
Oh, it's going to be great. Folks, live life like it's an epic adventure. Have an awesome weekend. We'll see you tonight, Aces Radio Live, and back here Monday morning, Radio for Your Mind. Bye now.
God bless everybody. Have a great weekend.